I'm Seth Meyers, and you're listening to Gino and the Magic Morning Show.
More psychic readings, full moon readings with Sarah Moore, psychic medium from right here in North Conway. Remember, if you have a reading done by Sarah and like her to expand, perhaps book a private session, you can by reaching out to her, enlightenedhorizons.com. Also, you can follow her on social media. And like I said, Sarah, you are doing some phone readings for now, but you're thinking it's going to pick up when this is all said and
done. Absolutely. Yeah, I'm still here. And people who are booking the readings, I have, I think, five today. So I'm still in business, but I understand people are not sure financially how they're going to be. So I think a lot of people are waiting till they get back into the office. And that's fine. I'm not going anywhere.
Nope. We're going to sit pretty and you can hang out in your pajamas and just wait it out.
Exactly. I'm going to have to start remembering the shower.
All right, let's get through a few more. Actually, I did want to mention Jody from Wyndham texted back. You may remember she had the dog Banjo and the cockapoo named Napoleon.
Yeah.
And she said that Sarah just answered my question, and the man that she was talking about that's around my dog must be my father-in-law. I'm so blown away by this because he wasn't the greatest dad to my husband, so it makes sense that he is doing good from heaven. He passed away from pneumonia about 13 years ago, so he did know Napoleon.
I love that.
Now I got goosebumps.
I do too. Thank you for that feedback. And it's so funny. I never ask if I'm right. Like I do referrals. Like I don't really. Yes, I'm on the radio right now, but I don't really advertise. Mm-hmm. So the best way to find a psychic is to get a referral. So I just trust that the answers are sort of accurate, or else I wouldn't be in business for 10 years. So it's really cool when I do get the feedback. So
yes.
Thank you.
It's great, and I got to say that too. We've been doing this now for almost 2 years, right? Just
wow.
About, give or take. Yeah, it's about been about that time, and we get nothing but positive feedback. And I'm being honest, we get nothing but positive feedback. So we really appreciate this, and we appreciate Premier Home Store for representing this segment and letting us shut down the music for just for the hour and have some fun. So let's continue on here while we still have a few minutes. Kerry from Conway texting in, wondering if you're picking up on anyone from her past, any significant coming in her future.
For your past, they just showed me the dad and Tommy Boy, like a bigger barrel-chested man. He's always wearing shorts. He's sitting on his chair. It's kind of a recliner, but it's not reclined. I don't think he likes having to kick the legs back down. I don't think his knees can handle it. So there's somebody from the past right there, and he just put his hand over his heart, kissed his hands, and aimed it at you, and he's kissing his all four fingers. Like he just didn't, I don't know, I would say kiss two fingers, but he did all four fingers, and he blew it right at you. And then for the future, oh my gosh, when I look in the future, I look at a closet that's just filled with all the junk. And it's kind of like everything is so cluttered. Take this time to disentangle all the stuff and figure out what do you want. So you have accrued, however old you are, 32 years old or however old you are, you're like, oh, I want to do this, I want to do this, I want to do this, I want to do this. Like, and you kept it all. Take out what you don't want to do anymore because you're like, well, someday I will. If someday hasn't happened yet, and you don't see it happening anytime soon, get it out of the closet and clear space for the really great things that they're trying to give you. your manifesting is like an ADD red squirrel. It's like you want all of it. Just pick like three things that you could set as targets and then go for those.
Okay, there you go.
I'm giggling because I get this.
That one goes up to Kerry. We have Mary from Madison texting in, and she was wondering about her Corgi Tass. Her Corgi Tass hasn't been doing too well in the health department, but wondering what kind of readings you're getting from Tass.
They make my heart feel fluttery. And I just feel like I can feel my heart doing weird things, which then I feel in my breathing, but I don't really understand. And I really just I can't put it together. So if I feel something physical, I can't connect the dots to what it is, so I just stand still and hope it passes, and then I go back, like, trot, 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 and now I feel really happy. It really doesn't feel like a big deal. It feels more like the heart has a flutter or something that just happens every now and then. I just heard the word sporadically, and it doesn't feel life or death, but the dog feels it and just kind of looks at you like, hang on, I got to stop for a second.
Just needs a break.
Yeah.
Needs
I feel like if the vet diagnosed just a weird heart flutter, just tell the dog, you're fine, I know it's there. My lower back on the left is sore and tired, but I'm not worried about it.
Okay, that one goes out to Mary from Madison. We have Heather texting in from Brownfield, Maine, wondering if you see her moving, and if you do, what time frame?
I don't. It's funny. I just think you need to get out of your house. Absence makes the heart grow fonder. I think you would do better if you traded houses with somebody like in Atlanta or did an exchange program just for a month or 2 weeks and get out of where you are so that when you walk through the door, you're like, oh my God, I love it here and I can't believe I wanted to go. I don't think you could handle not hearing peepers at night. I don't think you could handle being in a high traffic area. And I don't think you're going to get a better price point for where you are right now. So I'm not seeing a move at the moment. Okay. But I do see you reframing it and realizing you got a pretty sweet deal.
All right. That one goes up to Heather from Brownfield. We're coming up the close of the hour. I'm bad time management on my part. So we're going to take one more break here. Okay. It's just a minute long. We're going to take a break and then we'll be back and hopefully we'll get some final words. I think everybody's kind of wondering about the future, Sarah. So you can start getting that going and we'll see where we are. We're back in 1 minute.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.